Low auction prices for Kenya and other East African teas have persisted for the past 3 years due to oversupply. During the past 9 months, the average price of $2.52 per kilo declined by 8.6%. Teas auctioned by the Kenya Tea Development Agency generally sell for more than teas from elsewhere, but are down 12%. Recent auction averages of $1.81 per kilo are well below the cost of production for many factories. The country's Agriculture and Food Authority also blames the decline on weak demand due to the coronavirus lockdowns and the devaluation of many foreign currencies. Meanwhile, favorable weather and increased acreage under tea with each passing year lead to greater surplus volumes, adding to already high stocks. Two developments this week will likely further roil Mombasa. On April 24th, the government announced that auctions will be expanded from 2 to 5 days a week later this spring. And last Friday, detectives with the Directorate of Criminal Investigation seized both KTDA records and equipment and those of the East Africa Tea Traders Association. No sales were conducted Monday. Business Insight. The Colombo Tea Auction in Sri Lanka is conducted on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Annual sales volume of 300 million kilos is comparable to the 450 million kilos auctioned in Mombasa. In 2020, after 127 years, Colombo's traditional auction went digital, but retains its two-day-a-week schedule. John Snell, owner and CEO of Ella's Tea in Ontario, Canada, has been buying tea in commercial quantities since 1984. A former trading manager for multinationals purchasing East African tea, Snell shared his thoughts on the expanded schedule.
A Mombasa tea auction for 5 days a week? Irrespective of technology allowing you to do so, the suggestion that the capacity is there for buyers and traders to attend all week is misplaced. It speaks to a lack of consultation, which could, very charitably, be called out as a missed opportunity to get things right, and is another example of the disconnect between state and commerce, which sometimes manifests itself when there is regime change afoot. I'm not suggesting for 1 minute that the current system is perfect either, but if you have ever sat in an auction and seen the feeding frenzy that can occur through good selling or indeed by the recognition of limited time and tea that this environment conjures, then future auction fatigue could dampen this effect. I also wonder whether there has been consideration for the impact that a 5-day investment in time is going to have on buyers' choice as to where they buy their tea. Of course, Kenya produces much of the exported tea in the world, and sales will not stop because of this decision. But will it help or hinder? Whichever, I can emphatically state that it will not change the fundamentals of this market or the lot of the smallholder farmers it purports to help. That will require much more work.
The pandemic and economic consequences caused tea prices at retail to increase by 2 to 10% in Russia last year, and prices there continue to climb in 2021. Rising freight costs, packaging expenses, and a weak ruble against the dollar also increased the cost of raw materials. Natalia Elazarova with the Russian Association of Tea and Coffee Producers explains that it could be worse. Price growth is restricted because producers are concerned with the decline of purchasing power by consumers and the declining popularity of tea among the youth, as many switched to coffee in recent years. The association does not expect the Russian tea market to expand this year. Sales volumes are growing at minimal levels, she said, making 2021 much like 2020. Learn more on the TBiz blog. A 6.4 earthquake shook Assam this week. The strong quake was followed by several aftershocks that rattled rafters and nerves on April 28th, but caused only minor damage to tea processing factories throughout the region. Bhupinder Singh, chairman of the Assam branch of the India Tea Association, said, quote, "We were lucky to have got away with no injuries to employees and their dependents from member gardens." The National Center for Seismology put the epicenter of the 8 a.m. quake near Sonepur, a very seismically active area along the Kopili Fault. The last major quake, in July 1960, measured 6.0. Vadam Tea this week donated $50,000 to launch a fundraiser as part of hashtag Rise Together for India, a COVID-19 emergency relief fund. Donations will assist the nonprofit Doctors for You, who deliver relief services across India. The company seeks to mobilize tea drinkers worldwide to set up temporary COVID treatment facilities, acquire oxygen cylinders and oxygen concentrators, and facilitate rapid vaccination efforts. India reported more than 2 million COVID cases in the past 10 days. Learn more and find a Keto crowdfunding link to donate on the TBiz blog.